Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Let's receive the word at this time. How great is our God? Say it with me. How great is our God? All will see how great is our God. Let's say that one more time. How great he is, say, how great is our God. Say it with me, how great is our God. Thanking you and praising you for who you are in this place, in our lives, in our mouths, in our minds. And right now, in the mighty name of Yeshua, we submit ourselves to this process where your word goes forth, Father Yahweh. We have positioned ourselves to receive right now, Father. So in the mighty name of Yeshua, Father, open up our ears and our minds that we'll be able to grasp what it is that you have for us. We don't have to ask that your word be anointed. It's already anointed, but we ask that you anoint the vessel, no matter how worthy or unworthy he may be, Father Yahweh, but that your word may go out with all of the power and might that you have designed and created it in. We give you the glory and honor and praise. Have your way. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Shalom, saints. Right, so first of all, I want to thank all of those of you that are here in the sanctuary. I also want to thank all of those that are tuning in online in iChurch. It is a blessing to have you join us this morning. Amen. I found in what we've been talking about, and I'm telling you, I did not plan for this to be a series. We've been talking about knowing. Did not plan that. It was not in my mindset to do that, but the Holy Spirit just kept moving and saying, hey, listen, I'm calling my people to intimacy, calling my people to relationship. I need them to know me. And I'm like, well, they already know you. This is my response, you know, the human response. They already know you, Yahweh, you know, so why are you telling me about knowing? He was like, no, I need them to know. Really know me. He says some people think that they know me, but they don't really know me in the way that I need them to know me. And I need them to know that they know me. And I said, okay, I'm gonna be obedient. And what I thought was just gonna be one message in it has turned into five. But I'm glad that it's not about me and what I want to do. I'm glad that it's about him and what he's doing and what he's moving. And so last week, it was the 16th. And before I tell you that, I got to tell you this. Kingdom relationship is not the same as your relationship. When you got relationships, sometimes you don't want to be bothered. Okay, I'm gonna say it again. Sometimes when you have relationship with other people, you get to the point where you don't want to be what? But kingdom relationship ain't. You really shouldn't have that option. You better thank God that even when you trying to take a break, he's still talking to you. He's still messing with you. Right? And so he's calling the people to a closer relationship. And knowing is about relationship, as we've been finding out. And so last week, it must have been about, it was the 16th, right? Last Sunday. Okay. So last Sunday, we had a prophecy go forth. And when you see the tongues go forth in worship or in service, and you see that interpretation, those are the gifts of the Spirit operating. The Word speaks about the gifts of the Spirit in operation. And we should want the gifts operating in our midst, because that means that Yahweh is speaking to us. When he's speaking to us, there's something that he has to say. There are many church services that go on all over the city, and he is not given an opportunity to speak at them. Right? He's not given an opportunity to move. So, and I don't know about y'all, but I serve a God that's supernatural. So when I serve a God that's supernatural, I'm expecting supernatural things to take place. That just comes with the territory, right? And so as the Holy Spirit moved in that service last week, he was speaking, and I didn't vocalize the relationship and the intimacy in that way in prior weeks, but that's what he was saying to me. And when the prophecy went forth that he's calling my people to a closer relationship, I need them to come closer. I want them to come closer. I want them to know. This is what went forth. And the beauty is that was Sunday the 16th. So this week, you know, I went into further study. Well, the 16th, I found out on Friday. I found out Friday was 2 days ago. The 16th, we moved into the Hebrew month, a new Hebrew month on the 16th. I didn't know that. The Hebrew calendar is based upon solar and lunar events. It's exact. It's precise. It's based on creation. And so the new month that we moved into is called Elul. E-L-U-L. Say Elul. And Elul, check this out. Elul is the month that comes right before we go into Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. What this month is talking about, are you ready to know about this month? Yes. This month, I guess the acronym for Elul, E-L-U-L, is a saying in Hebrew. And it is, Ani Lododi Bidodi Li. Means, I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine. And so what he's saying in that statement is that this is the month where you actually move into a closer intimacy with him. It is you in preparation. You want him. You want to move in closer. You want him to examine you. You want him to reveal the things that you need to work on. And you're drawing closer and closer for him to show you that, and for him to move in your life in a closer relationship. Now, I didn't know that last week, but Yahweh knew. And on the 16th, when we moved into the new month, he spoke. And he said, I need you to draw closer to me. I need you to want to draw closer to me, because there's some stuff I want to show you. There's some stuff that I want to do in your life. There's some stuff that we need to get right. I need you to get ready. Now, I don't know about y'all, but that's revelation to me. Because I was like, yes, that means that he is speaking on time. He's speaking exactly what he is wanting to see manifested. And see, if we just let everything go by and we didn't give him an opportunity to speak to us, would we have really understood what he was trying to say? So moving into this month, it's a month of closeness. It's a month that you got to get yourself ready. And the way that you get, how do I draw closer? You know, I always would hear this in the traditional church. Pray for my closer walk. Pray that I have a closer walk with God. Well, you can pray until the cow come home. But you got to position yourself for a closer walk. A closer walk is this. You guys want to know what the key to a closer walk? You know how to get closer to him? The closer you get in him, in his word, the closer you get to him.
What?
The closer you draw to his word and opportunities to know his word and opportunities to study and get to know how he works, the closer you draw to him. There are opportunities where the word is going forth. So if you want a closer walk, I submit to the church, you better start getting closer to the word. The closer you are to the word, the closer your walk is. And I'm going to use a new word. I'm called wordy. Say wordy.
Wordy.
You show me a saint that's not wording. What does that mean? Positioning themselves for the word. Positioning them saying, hey, you know, I need to study. I need to read this. I need to get this. I need to get this under shine. I need to be in my Bible study. I said it. I need to be in my Sunday school. I said it. I need to have my private time in the word. I said it. If you asking for a closer walk and you ain't doing none of that, you ain't walking. Matter of fact, you don't want to walk. So if you ain't wording, you ain't walking. Tell your neighbor, if you ain't wording, you ain't walking. We always talk about that. I want a closer walk. I want a closer walk. And you sitting up there in front of your TV on Wednesday night. You think he gonna drop kick you into the church? You gotta what? Want it. You gotta raise up your behind out of that sofa. And then you gotta place that behind into the behind in behind the wheel of the car. Or the bus. And you gotta ride it all the way down. And you gotta step out. You gotta pump the gas. You have to make what? Efforts. Preparation. Because he's calling his church to a closer walk. And that's you. He's calling you. He's calling us. So we are exactly where he wants us. We are moving towards exactly where he needs us. And so when we're talking about this, I showed you Hosea. Let's go to Hosea. Hosea. Now, we're finding out in the word, everything matters. Amen. When you don't, have you ever been in a situation where you don't feel like making an effort? I just really, it's all right. It's not urgent. It can wait. I don't really have to. Well, every time you do that, you're saying it doesn't matter. So when it comes to the things of the word, that's what we're saying. That don't matter. His name, you say Yeshua, I say Jesus. It doesn't matter. Well, ancient Hebrew wisdom says everything matters. Everything means something. There is a reason for everything that he has ordained. Our job is to know what the meanings are. What is he saying? Why is he doing this? Why is he moving this way? You should want to know. Guess what? I want to know. But the burden is not just on me. Because I read that he says, study to show yourselves approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. And so when we go to Hosea or Hosea, in the Hebrew, the fourth chapter, and we read this, hallelujah, it said, my people, people. Tell your neighbor, you are his people. We is his people. And my people are destroyed for something. Now see, we think that it's just people out in the world that are not saved, that don't have a form of being a believer, that are being destroyed. It's not just them, it's actual believers that are being destroyed. Because he said what? My people that are called by my name, people that I have saved and I've brought in, I've washed, I've cleansed, I've changed their lives, I've transformed them, I've brought them in. And now all of those people are not going to receive something from me because some of them are being destroyed. How can some of God's people be destroyed? He said they're being destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because they what? Reject knowledge. So if you reject word, if you reject knowledge, you're what? You're rejecting him, therefore you're destroyed. He says, I will also reject thee. But he's such a loving God. He just loves me. It doesn't matter. People always say, it doesn't matter what I do. He loves me. He knows my heart. That's the problem. He knows your heart. He knows your attitude. It does. Say it does matter. Says thou, because you're rejecting knowledge, you're rejecting me, that thou shalt be no priest to me. So there are actual people that are sitting in the pews that are being destroyed. Say yes.
Yes.
He says, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy Elohim. And if we go down to, if we look at the word knowledge, it's the Hebrew word da'ath, which means what? It's a kind of knowledge that has to be put into practice so that it can build on itself. So that means that my people are destroyed by a lack of knowledge because they're not doing what I'm asking them to do. And that knowledge isn't given a chance to take root in their life. You got to keep, tell your neighbor, we got to keep doing it. You got to keep doing it. I was victorious today. I got victory. Well, stay in victory. I tell people, remember, are you in victory? They say, yes, I'm in victory. I say, remember what it feels like. So you can continue to what? Stay and maintain that victory, right? And so we understand that. So that has to do with knowing. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew, the 7th chapter. In the little time that I have here, I don't know how I'm going to squeeze all this up into this little time. But Matthew, the 7th chapter. This is the key. This is where it stinks. Because knowing is more than just a surface knowing. Because in Matthew, the 7th chapter, the 21st verse, he says, not every one that saith unto me. How many people you got to know that are Christians? They say, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. Oh, you a Christian? What do you call this? Yeah. Okay, so y'all in the club dapping. Oh, yo, man, you got to go to church tomorrow too? Oh, man. Yeah. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the what? There's going to be some folks that think they should be entering in. But he that doeth the will. Say the will of my Father. Say it again, the will of my Father. See, some people out there, they think they're doing good stuff just because they think it's good. They're doing stuff that they want to do because they think that it's, I want to do this. I think that this is good. But it says, you need to do the will of what? So, first of all, you need to ask yourself, who your daddy? You need to know who your daddy is. Who is your father? Because if I judge the things that you do, I'm looking at the things that you do, I can pretty much figure out who your daddy is. Right? Because whatever you're doing because it's the will of your father. So if you're following the flesh, I know who your daddy is. But But if you're doing the things of Yahweh, I can see who your dad. Oh, you a child of the Most High God, Yahweh, ain't you? How you know? Because I can tell by the things that you're doing that was demonstrated in your life, right? And so we got to understand that. So there are going to be people thinking that they are doing the will of their father. They're not. Somebody say not. Go to the 22nd verse. It says what? Then he's going to say what? They're going to say, Lord, Lord. Lordy. Oh, didn't I prophesy? And I put your name at the end of what I finished saying? See, everything that people say don't come from him. Don't come from Yahweh. See, people say stuff and then they put it. The Lord said this. No. That's something that you manufactured and you tried to forge his signature on it. But I placed it up against the word and I saw that it didn't line up. But didn't I cast out devils? Well, I said this before. You acting like the devil. So how are you going to cast out devils? The devil ain't divided. How can the kingdom of darkness cast out itself? And in thy name, done many wondrous works. People going to be like, I did this and I did that. And I did that, and I did this. Well, guess what? You already locating yourself because you're saying, I did. But I did it in your name. 23rd verse. And then I will profess. Then I'm going to say to them, I'm going to profess. All right. I never knew you. Can you imagine? Knew. Greek word, genosko. Knowing is a knowing that comes from a relationship. So basically he's saying, I never had a relationship with you. You and I never had an exchange because that's what relationship is about. It's exchange, right? You and I never had that type of exchange. I wanted that exchange with you, but you kept rejecting me. And when we come back to the 23rd verse, I had to bring you here. So therefore, he's going to say, so Felicia is going to go to the gate. No, we're going to pay a PH. And then he's going to say, bye, Felicia. I never what? That's what he's going to be saying. Depart. Get out of here. I don't know who you are. I never had a what? But you worked iniquity. I got to let you know, before I let you go, let me explain to you all that stuff that you said, all that stuff was iniquity. But when we find out what the meaning of iniquity is you did your own thing. You did what you wanted to do. So therefore, I'm saying I never knew you because you didn't have an exchange with me. You didn't have a relationship with me. You were too busy doing your own thing or what you thought you wanted. You had your own agenda. Thank you. Guess what? Yahweh's word. What is Yahweh's word? Yahweh's word is Yahweh's agenda. So if you want to be with him, if you want to be up under him, you got to follow his agenda. You can't follow your own agenda. He's got an agenda what? For you. And so he's going to say, get out of here. I didn't know who you were because you were doing your own thing. And isn't that what everybody says? I got to do what? I got to do me. No. These are not just world people. These are believers. I got to do it my way. How you going to do salvation your way? Did you die on the cross? Did you take the beatings and the humiliation? Did you rise up in victory? You have made yourself God. And that's a sad part about it. I'm so glad that I know who Yahweh is. That I know who he is. I know who he is. And I know how he works. And there's nothing special about me. Or do you know how he works because you're a pastor? No. I just know how he works because he died for me. He sacrificed himself. Guess what? I know how he works because he loved me. I'll just break it down to simple. All the crazy stuff that we done in our life, and he still loves me. And he's still trying to make time for me to get it right. That's how I know it. So this is what we were talking about. So everything matters. We got to say, we got to know, we got to have this closer walk. Say it. We got to have this closer walk. Okay, so what does this stuff mean? Let's go to Numbers. Oh, no. Don't do that yet. Go to John. Yohanan 14. 14th chapter of Yohanan. John, 14th chapter. Pastor Tom, why are you beating this into the ground? I got to. I don't have a choice to. But I didn't hurt. We had a minister's meeting today, and the way Yahweh speaks to us, Yeshua was talking to Kepha, and Yeshua asked him, said, do you love me, Peter? Do you love me, Peter? Kepha, yes, I love you, feed my sheep. He came a second time right after that. Do you love me? He said, yeah, but feed my sheep. Then he came back a third time and said, I said, do you? He was like, come on. Then he was, what? He was grieved. He said, you know if I love you. Do you see how he kept coming? And that's what he does with y'all. He's trying to make, do you get it? Do you love me? Do you get it? And you say, yeah, I do. Yeah, hurry. No, but do you love me? Yeah, I'm here, ain't I? Some of y'all are here, but you're not here. You're warming the bench. Oh, well, you're warming the chair now. I gotta remember, we're in the Long Beach now. You're warming chairs. But are you present? Are you listening? So here he's saying the 15th, he's saying to you, tell your neighbor he's talking to you. If you love me, keep my commandments. I'm not gonna go brownstone on you today. I done brownstone 2 weeks, I ain't gonna do it. Say it, do it, show it, prove it. If you love me, keep my commandments. Basically, he's saying, if you love me, prove it. Why did God want me to prove that I love him? Because he proved that he loved you. He proved that he loved you when he sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for you, for your dirty deeds, for the stuff that you did, for your bad thinking. He went in there for you. So he done already proved his love to you. Now what you gonna do? How you gonna prove it? He says simple. I need you to prove it by what? Keep my commandments. And let's skip down here, because we went through this last week. But I want you to get this. And he says on the 16th, and I'll pray the Father that he give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not. Neither what? The world don't know him. But tell your neighbor, you know him. You know him. They don't know him, but you know him. And if you don't know him, you better get to know him. You know him. Because he what? Do I got anybody that got the Holy Ghost all up inside? So by having that, you have a real good shot at knowing him, right? And in 18th verse, it says what? I will not leave you comfortless. I will what? Come to you. And he says, yet a little while, the world seeth me no more, but you see me because I live. Ye shall also live also. At that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that has my commandments. Hold up. Not just I keep his commandments, or I have his commandments. I know what the word saying. Anybody told you that? You're trying to tell them a truth in the situation that they're in. Well, the word says it. I know what the word say. What does that mean? I'm going to tell you what I want to say. You want me to design for what that means? When somebody says, I know what the word says, it says, I know what the word say. I don't care what the word say. I'm going to do it my way. That's why you are off up in that situation that you're in. Because you, what? You decided to do you. But he that knows, so that's a belief, this is a believer saying, I know what the word say. So that's why he had to bring this clarity in. He that has my commandments. So the person that say, I know what the word say, that's the person that has the commandment. Look around the room. Everybody, they just got that commandment. But do you think everybody gonna do it?
Nope.
Heavens no. He that has it, they got half of it. What is the other half? He that keeps it. Tell your neighbor, you gotta have him and you gotta keep him. You gotta hold on. You gotta hold on to him. And if you have it and you're keeping it, that's the one that loves me. See, everybody that say they saved, they have the command. They have it. They know what the word says about stuff. But they're not what? Keeping them. And so he says, he that loveth me and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and I will manifest myself to him. And let's look at the definition of manifest. Emphaniso. It means I'm going to plainly appear. I'm going to exhibit my ability. I'm going to declare something on their behalf. I'm going to move. I'm going to do something. And I'm going to show them something. Who wants the manifestation? That's what it is. If you really know him, some of us got so much craziness and up and downness in our life. But if we really plugged in to who he is and what his will is for our life, he's going to show us something. I don't know about you. I want him to show me. Show me. Get whatever you say, Eva, I'm going to do it because I want you to plainly appear to me. I want you to exhibit your ability to me. Show me what you can do. Your word says you're going to heal me. Come on now. I'm ready to receive my healing. Because you said you could do anything. He's going to declare something on my behalf. I have an impossible situation in the natural. Guess what? I'm going to give it to him. Because there ain't nothing that he can't do. And I'm going to draw close to him. And because I'm drawing close to him, he's going to manifest himself. And in that manifestation, he's going to move that thing for me. And not only is he going to move it, he's going to show me. Show me your power. See, y'all not ready. If you, If you had any idea what he could show you, you would give up your mind and your crazy thinking in a minute, in a second, because he can do it. I don't know about you, but I want him to show me what you do. We was in an impossible situation. And now I look around and I said, Yahweh, thank you for showing me your glory. You did this. You hooked this up. You manifested yourself. And guess what? It means to show, but that's not enough. I serve a God that don't just show, he show out. Shows out. He goes above and beyond what my little thinking. Y'all not ready. Okay, so let me just do this right quick. Just gonna drop this. Just right quick. I'm already over time, but y'all didn't give me no time. You gave me 30 minutes. My God, what do you expect me to do in 30 minutes? What I'm doing. Okay, so let's go here, please. Please go here with me real quick. Let's go to Numbers. Bar Mitzvah 15th chapter. What is it that we need to do? How much stuff don't we know? A lot. So we're bringing in this old and new, because he said, Tom, I need you to show them. I want them to know me at a higher level. And I'm getting to know him at a higher level, because that's my desire. So these are some things that he's revealing. And I'm just going to give you a piece of it. I can't give you the whole thing. I'm going to give you a piece. Appetizer. Next week. Bar Midbar, Numbers, 15th chapter, 37th verse. And it says what? And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel. Which children of Israel is, it was the children of Israel, his people. In today's situation, you're his children. So what he was speaking to them, he was speaking to you. Now here, understand this. When we go to the Old Testament, I'm not telling you to take on and do all the ritualistic things. But we need to know where it came from. What was the meaning and the significance behind the things that happened in the old, and now we're bringing it, what? To the new. We're bringing that understanding, that knowing. Ah, I understand what it is that you're saying, Yahweh. And so, it says, speak unto the children of Israel and bid them that they may make them fringes in the borders of the garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of a borders a ribbon of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of Yahweh and do them. And that you seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which you use to go whoring. Wow. Well, he was just talking to the prostitutes. No. No. We're talking about spiritual things. Somebody say spiritual things. Isn't that, but isn't that strong? I mean, isn't he like, I love the word. Word be like, straight up. The world is like, you know, y'all think that what you hear straight out of Compton is gangster. Get into the word. Get into the word. The word be gangster. The word just be straight up. Straight straight, no chaser. That's how, but you know what? I love that about the word, because the word is just telling the truth. It's telling it like a T.I. is. Did he say that? Yeah, he said, I want you, wasn't it so beautiful and nice? He said, and you, it's going to be unto you for a fringe, that you might look upon it and remember all the commandments. When you look at this, remember all the commandments of Yahweh, and you're going to do them, and that you seek not after your own heart, not after your own eyes, after which you go, what? Warren. You want clarity? He's saying, don't prostitute yourself. Don't turn in the blessing that I gave you for all this filthy gain and stuff of the world and sex and all that stuff, all of the pleasures of sin for a season. When you trade in your holiness for unholiness, you're whoring yourself. When you compromise your salvation, your precious salvation that he's given you, and you give it up to lay down with somebody, you're whoring. When you give that up for money, position, you're what? You're whoring. And what follows that whoring? Your eyes. Because you be looking at stuff, ooh, that look. The writer said, I almost slipped and fell when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Do saints get caught up? Yeah. Tell your neighbor, yeah, they do. Somebody here is caught up already. Don't tell them that. Don't say that. No, I didn't tell you to say that to them. But somebody's caught up. And he said, if you just do this, it's going to be remembering that. Don't do what you want to do. 40th verse. That you might remember and do all my commandments and be holy unto your God, your Elohim. I, 41st verse, I am Yahweh, your Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I brought you out of your situation, saints. Let's move it up to 2015. I brought you out of your sad situation. I brought you out of your darkness. I brought you out of your depression. I brought you out of your sickness. I brought you out of all of that mess to show you that I am your God. Somebody needs to profess that you know that he is your God and that he brought you out of some stuff. He said, I am Yahweh, your Elohim. Do you believe that today? Do you believe that he is Yahweh, your Elohim? He brought you out. Didn't nobody else bring you out? He brought you out. Hallelujah. You are our God. Say, you are my God. You are my God, Yahweh. And I know you brought me out, Yahweh. I know you're all powerful, Yahweh. I know you deserve my praise, Yahweh. I know you deserve my thanksgiving, Yahweh. Say, I want to know you, Yahweh. closer, closer, closer in relationship, closer in the Word, closer in prayer. We've heard your voice, Abba. We hear you calling. We know what you're calling for. Right now, in the mighty name of Yeshua, continue to minister to us. Our relationship, knowing, we want to know you. We want to know you. We want to know you, and in our knowing, we want to thank you. We want to thank you, and in our thanking you, we want to tell you that we love you. We love you. Reveal to us those things that are taking us off course. We don't want to serve you with our eyes and the things that are flesh that we want to do, but rather, we want to serve you the way you want to be served. Draw us closer right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. You are our Yahweh, our Elohim. You brought us out of Egypt. You took us out. You set us up upon a rock. Speak to us. Speak to us right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Hey, move in our lives. We're careful to give you all the honor and all of the glory and all of the praise. Yeshua's mighty name. Say amen and thank him. Hallelujah.